Johnson?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Demeline?
Here.
Main topic for the safety meeting is request to, and then what's that legislation? The Andy took that. No. Basically, to repeal ordinance 21-12, which eliminated parking on Main Street between Wood and Madison.
Give me one of your earphones.
I can't hear anything.
What did you share with me? So this is a copy of the off-street parking ordinance of Euclid, Ohio. And I just thought it was a great blueprint because we do not currently have such a template for the village of Delta. But inside they have minimum required spacing for roadway and parking spaces. And whether we choose to move forward with this issue at hand, this is probably something we should look at with the village as well.
For sure.
I did do some research. I did make some phone calls today to a couple members of ODOT regarding the Main Street here. Basically, ODOT standings is they would like a 12-foot lane. And I wasn't able to get an answer on parking width, but that road is 40 feet wide. So it's 20 foot from curb to center line in both directions in that area. So that leaves us exactly 8 foot per parking space. Doesn't accommodate for doors. Any thoughts? I guess is there anyone here who wants to talk about this issue before council discusses it? Come on up to the mic. Talk to us. I said come on up to the mic and talk to us.
I'm not sure I'd walk that far.
Oh.
Do you want to let him sit here?
Yeah.
But I'll give it a try.
You go ahead and sit right up here and we'll turn one of these mics on.
What?
Right up here. Right up here in this chair.
Oh, okay.
Make it a little easier on you.
It's a bitch getting old, I'll tell you.
Here, why don't you choose this?
Just means nothing's been able to kill you yet.
What?
So it just means nothing's been able to kill you yet.
Where do you want me to sit?
Go ahead and use this chair over here.
Oh, okay.
And you can use that mic.
Oh, okay. See, I can't hear very well either, so.
So I'm going to be here to be his ears in case he has a trouble with that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I couldn't hear what he said.
Okay, well, he said, Dad, that they looked at some ordinance and some rules, and they talked to ODOT, and that they just like to see a 12-foot roadway, and that the entire road is 40 feet wide, and that leaves 8 feet for parking. Does that paraphrase what you said?
Yeah, and what I could find for recommendations was anywhere from 7.5 to 8 foot, and those are just recommendations. I couldn't find a guideline or a law or ordinance that regulates that.
So what have we got there?
We got 8 feet, so okay. we're in the ballpark.
All right.
You're right on the line.
Okay.
The last time he was here, he couldn't hear anything you guys said, so I'm here.
I do notice it's interesting when I look out there at the street, people do not drive in that lane. See, I put in years ago a narrow sidewalk right on the curb.
I noticed that.
And then I put a connector to the main sidewalk. And I don't know whether people see that or what, but for some reason people do not drive there. Apparently they're assuming it is a parking lane and they stay out in a single lane outside. But I really have a problem with the parking there. I'm really not compliant. I have one of the policemen brought me a ordinance copy, and I'm supposed to have two. This has been a while ago, maybe a year ago. But anyway, I'm supposed to have two parking spaces, and I have four. I have six parking spaces, and I have four tenants.
So you're supposed to have two for each tenant.
Yeah, so I'm not keeping it compliant with just my parking that I put in on the property. So I really need that out there. In fact, when they first did that, I lost two tenants. They left because of a shortage of parking. And I have a good tenant now, Dedicated Nursing, it's called. But they have four or five women in there, and they all drive a car. course. And so they're squeezed. There's no room for visitors or anybody to come there. In fact, I noticed that they're parking now on Pelton Drive on the sidewalk.
I noticed that as well.
Did you see that?
I saw two vehicles on the sidewalk.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know if I got any other notes to mention anything, but I would just really need... Oh, another thing, you talked about painting this time of year. If you could just pull the no parking sign to allow people to park out there and then paint the painting in the spring. There was some mention about painting at this time of the year. So
yeah,
if you could just get the signs pulled. Pardon again?
It'd be unlikely that those lines would be visible
yeah.
half the time.
Yeah.
Is that legal if they were, like, you could just pull the sign and not have paint on the side of the street?
I would say it would be.
Okay.
See, there's...
The law director's here, I'm sure he would. I just got here. One hand in the water.
Shots are fired.
Just in time.
So those spots were pulled, obviously, for safety concerns. Yeah. Increased truck traffic coming through town. They don't tend to slow down very often unless they got to hit the brakes. I don't think there's ever been an incident there.
No,
but
I've had it. I've had property for 50 years and I've never seen a conflict on that side on all that time. Also, my neighbor to the east needs parking spaces. And sometimes people that work at the gas station will park there when there was parking. So there is a need for it. Okay, that's about all I know.
That, further down, we'd have to look into, I believe there's some regulations as far as how far you can be from the intersection.
From the intersection.
How far you can be from the driveway. I think it's 10 feet from the driveway. So I don't know if there's room there.
Well, of course, I'm back this way.
Yeah, your barn. I just don't want to see any incidents, you know. That was the main concern, was the safety, it was a safety concern, and that's why it was taken down. I'd really like to see some, at least a guideline that says, yeah, we're within compliance, 8 foot's enough, but I don't have an answer today. I wasn't able to get it. 3 weeks wasn't enough time to get the answer.
I guess my preliminary thoughts on this, based on what we've seen, is and historic use of that area, is I don't have an issue with that parking going back. Now, obviously, if something does occur, which we all hope it doesn't, it hasn't for 50 years, then this can be revisited. But I don't see a reason, if spacing requirements will be found and the road width provided by ODOT allow for that space to go back. Because 12 feet and 8 feet, I mean, we're right on the line, it's probably going to be more like 7.5 after it's painted. It's going to be real tight. But
if I can make a comment.
Yeah.
Prior to us removing those, we also had parking on this side of the street at the same time. So nothing was ever said by ODOT when we had parking on both sides of the street.
Yeah, ODOT doesn't really care what we do.
Right.
As long as they have their 12 feet.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. And
yeah, they did.
And people still park on this side of the street.
They do.
Is there any option on that side street parking that's happening on the sidewalk, removing and putting in dedicated parking spots there? Is that an option that we potentially have?
Pretty narrow, that's why they're parking on the sidewalk. I don't know if parking is permitted on that street.
I would have to look again.
I think if we're going to permit parking on the street, then the sidewalks need to become part of the road. This needs to be a complete structure.
When the police chief came a year ago, he really looked all over any possibilities to increase parking. But I said I was parking on the street, not on the sidewalk. And he said, well, you have to be within 12 inches of the sidewalk, but not on the sidewalk. That's illegal.
Yeah.
And then I parked the wrong direction. So he said, no, you gotta turn around and park the other way if you're gonna be on that side. There's one space I can park on Pelton Drive that is on my, borders my lot on Pelton Drive. But at that time, you had to park certain dimensions, not on the sidewalk. It wasn't allowed.
So you're required to have two spots per tenant, correct?
Well, that's what the ordinance, I've got it at my office, said that there need to be two parking spaces dedicated to each tenant.
So is that?
But this way, my problem is my little parking lot.
Yeah.
Once we, if we open the street, then those people can park in front of the building, and that takes the pressure off of the.
Right. Are you over occupant?
What?
Is he wanted to know if you had, if you were over occupied.
No, I don't think there's never any. I mean, if you got the room, and the fire marshal has been there, and he's always happy.
Well, and to be fair, one of the occupants is you, right? When you say you've got four tenants, you're one of the tenants. He's got a little office in the back.
Yeah.
So really, there's only three active tenants in there. He goes in to take care of his mail base checks, to be fair.
Well, I'm a tenant.
You're a tenant.
I would say if there's never been any accidents or anything prior to that, I don't have an issue with giving the parking back.
That ordinance was passed in late 2021, I believe.
When?
Was it passed in late in 2021?
Oh, October. 21-12.
October.
So, October. No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
This was the 21st resolution.
Oh, got it.
No, it's the 24th. It's year 21.
12th resolution for ordinance.
I guess I'll make a motion to recommend to put these spots back into place unless some law provides that we shouldn't. If we come up with something in the future that restricts that, we'll have to go back to it.
Mr. Director, can we request that you look into that, the width, minimum width of parking spaces on street parking?
Yeah, we've talked, Chad and I talked to a gentleman who had been in ODOT this morning. Were you able to get, what I heard is 12 feet.
Not able to get a hold of the other.
Okay, yeah, we can check. What I heard it had to be, ODOT requires 12 feet, and otherwise they don't care what we do.
Perfect.
So, but I can recheck on that.
I will second that motion. Motion and a second to rescind or overturn. What's the?
Rescind.
Rescind ordinance 2112. Motion to council. Roll call.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
I will have an ordinance for council at the next meeting.
Thank you.
One more thing. Can we pull the, since you approved it, can we pull the no parking sign?
So council has to vote on it as a whole before it actually is rescinded. So currently it's still in place.
Okay.
This is just a subcommittee of the whole council. So it'll be two more weeks until our next meeting when the whole council can vote to rescind that. So it's going to be two more weeks before parking can potentially be available.
Okay, but if it is approved completely, can you pull the sign?
Yes.
Okay.
Would then have to go through three reads, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can have it pass an emergency if we need to.
Whatever council chooses, I'll draft it as an emergency. You can choose to do whatever you'd like with that.
Any visitors comment on safety of the village before we end our meeting? Yes, sir.
Are we done? Am I done?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
Yeah, I'll find a board on the street. I think I brought this up a couple times in the past. We were 109 for the Chamber of Commerce dinner of the day. Thank you very much again for participating in that. I'd still like to see a crossing
require certain signalization, not necessarily what we have here out there. If you ever get down to Bowling Green, the State University there, there's, you can have a crosswalk where the pedestrian pushes the button and then it starts flashing. And then the general rule is once a pedestrian gets in the crosswalk, the cars are supposed to stop. It doesn't always happen. But simply putting a crosswalk, I would not suggest just putting a crosswalk across the state route without complying with those ODOT regulations.
Right.
And I know that can be, I think they're like $60,000 to $100,000 a pop.
That's what we have here.
No, this that out here is a couple hundred thousand. The one here, this one here flashes the red lights.
It's, just, it's not a light like a red and a yellow. It is just a flashing light.
Oh, it's just a flashing light? I thought.
No,
ours
no,
is a stop. It's full on red light.
Yeah, that's.
But what you're talking about is just flashing.
That's correct.
Good. I'll bring it up to you.
Are you willing to pay for that?
Take Jack.
Carter Fred, 3.5% charge, though. There, I'm sure there's plenty of grant opportunities. Street lighting is something that I think we need to take a hard look at this year, if the budget allows for it. I think there's, isn't there $60,000 in the street light budget? Anybody know?
Yeah, I didn't do any research on the street light budget before I came.
Well, we're severely under it pretty much everywhere. So on the topic of safety, I think that's something we need to take a look at this year. So we've got obviously a couple.
Dumoulin?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.